The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, there's a good number of little words, little phrases here that I think demand a little bit of a look. You know, we see this the consecration that Jesus is talking about. You know, what is consecration? The word is closely related to holiness. Of course, that doesn't help us. But this is the idea is being set apart and set apart for God's purposes. Okay, the difficulty is, okay, as soon as I say that, we start thinking of over-pious scenes. You know, people, all they're doing all day is praying. They're off in some corner somewhere, hands folded. They're just praying all day. This is not really the sense of consecration that we encounter in the scriptures. Consecration, holiness, the rest. This is all like temple imagery. And the temple exists as the meeting place of God and man, or the place where heaven and earth most definitively overlap and interlock. It means that that twofold movement of renewed humanity is best on display there, and it's best on display here. And the consecration that Jesus is talking about is that we live for God and His purposes. We worship God and God alone. We would dedicate ourselves to Him. We offer sacrifice to Him. We're offering the sacrifice of our life to Him. Okay, and then by virtue of our being dedicated to God, we receive the life and power of heaven so that we can continue to be about His work in the world. This is the consecration that Jesus is talking about. And the consecration, say, in truth or in the truth or in the word and the rest, this is all to say all in God's will. All in what He has revealed of Himself, His relationship with creation, of what He's revealed to Himself as us, His image bearers, and how then we are meant to reveal Him. So this idea is, like I said, as soon as I say holiness or consecration, we think, you know, the guy's separated, he's over there, he's doing nothing but prayer. But this is not the reality, especially we have to say in Christian living and understanding. In Christian mission and practice, the rest, because we're talking about consecration in love, and love, say, is active, right? So charity is active. Now, if it's your vocation, you know, I went to seminary with a guy who was a real kind of standout character for any number of reasons, including I think he might have been our class president. You know, I don't know why we have those things, except we need, you know, even seminarians need to be organized. In fact, you know, probably more so than anybody else. They need to be kind of herded like cats. You know, it's that kind of activity. Anyway, this guy was that, and he was very social, very competent in almost any social situation. It could all these things, and then he discerned a life to basically the life of a hermit. You know, I think he was one of these non-reformed orders, right? So one of these kind of primitive orders that he is by himself praying and working and the rest. It's a very specific vocation, right? Even to the point that it was proved over the course of many years and opportunities for him to say, actually, this is not really working for me. So you might have one of those vocations, right? It'd be significant if you believe you have one of those vocations. You have to make sure that you have a spiritual director. So, you know, you have we because it's too easy for us to believe that our call separates us. It's too easy for us to believe that, especially in America, in whatever year it is, 2024. It's too easy to believe that my Christian life demands the separation of me from others. I'm going to say like 99.999 whatever percent is not, this simply not the case. It might be you. We have to work on that together, okay? But this is it. Because the consecration is in love, because it's in charity, it's always the seeking of the good for the other, right? The people that God is entrusting to our care, the people around us, the people we come in contact with every day, our families, our friends, and the rest. And even beyond that, because there are responsibilities that are enjoined on us as members of a community, as members of towns and local polities and guilds and the rest, all the way up to the national level. There is always this understanding in Christian living that we're responsible for the other. I mean, I do want to say that, but without all the kind of legalese that comes along with that, what I want to say is that in charity, we're driven to live for the other. And this is the consecration that Jesus is offering, both for himself and for us, that we're consecrated to him and he's consecrated himself. And we're being consecrated here in the truth. Again, the great truth of God and his relationship to the world, to us as his image bearers and the like. But this is it, right? He said, we are not of the world. We do not belong to the world any more than Jesus belongs to the world. It means that, you know, the story of our life is not given by our kind of local circumstance and situation, right? In America, guess what? Everybody is a consumer. This is the main reality for us as people living in this country. We're consumers. Once you understand that America is given over to the worship of mammon, you can understand how everything works, including the great sins of our day, right? Including abortion and sex trafficking and child trafficking and all the rest, and all the manner of slaveries that we impose on other people, pornography and any number of other scourges in this country. You can understand all of those once you understand that we're just worshiping mammon. Yeah, so this is one of our challenges. I know that we all have our own little, you know, well, if we just did this, we just did this. Then no, what we need is a full revitalization of the human person. And that is also a very dangerous thing for, I don't know, say corporate America or something. Like the people who profit off of us being consumers, they're not too keen on the fact of our liberation, our freedom, and living here, you know, again, being consecrated in truth. We're not of the world, right? We don't want to live the life of consumers in this sense. We want to live the life of great meaning and purpose that God intends for us to live, okay? As you sent me into the world, this is Jesus, so I sent them into the world. Okay, so we're not of the world. We're not bent on our own way. We're not bent on the ways of the world. We're straight into the realm and the purpose of God. But being that we are consecrated for God and his purposes, we're sent into the world. So I have to be straight people in the midst of bent people. You know, this is a kind of C.S. Lewis imagery. Like if you want to read the Space Trilogy, I'll give you that. It's a good little series. But people are kind of bent in on themselves. We're to be the people who stand erect. We're the people who know and have claimed our purpose because we've been consecrated in truth. And Jesus has consecrated himself for us so that we might be consecrated in truth. And then it is for us, right? It's all to say, or you know, to boil it down and to make it less of, say, simple abstract principles, is to say it's all about Jesus anyway. Right? He's at the very heart of it. He's the one who's consecrating himself for us. You know, what a great gift this is, so that they may also be consecrated in truth. Right? He has been sent, but now he's called us, and we're being sent. And it's ours to go the way of Christ Jesus, the way of self-giving love, no matter where it is he sends us. But he is sending us. He's sending us into the world to be the answer to the world's problems. The challenge is that the answer to the world's problems is whatever is animated and inspired by self-giving love. So We can put all the other agendas aside and latch onto the agenda of Jesus himself, as we're sent out to be empowered by his Holy Spirit, bringing the world back to life in the power of his own life of love.